of your Denver City Council begins now.
Thank you for joining us today on Monday, June 30th. Tonight's meeting is being interpreted into Spanish. Sam or Alejandro, would you please introduce yourself and let our viewers know how to enable translation on their devices?
Yes, of course. Thank you for having us. Hello, everyone. My name is Sam Guzman with the CLC, and along with my colleague Alejandro, we will be interpreting today's meeting into Spanish. Please allow me a quick moment while I give instructions in Spanish on how to access interpretation. Buenas tardes a todos. Mi nombre es Samuel Guzmán con la CLC. Y juntamente con mi colega Alejandro estaremos interpretando la reunión de hoy en español. Si se une con nosotros virtualmente a través de Zoom, por favor, busque en su pantalla el icono de globo que dice interpretación. Si se une con nosotros a través de una tableta o celular, puede encontrar la opción bajo los tres puntitos donde dice más o more. Si se une con nosotros presencialmente y está ahorita en la cámara, por favor, al fondo a su derecha encontrará un asistente que le podrá dar audífonos para escuchar en español. Muchas gracias and thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Sam. Welcome to the Denver City Council meeting of Monday, June 30th, 2025. Council members, please join Council Member Torres in the Pledge of Allegiance. Council members, please join Council Member Torres as they lead us in the Denver City Council land acknowledgement.
The Denver City Council honors and acknowledges that the land on which we reside is the traditional territory of the Ute, Cheyenne, and Arapaho peoples. We also recognize the 48 contemporary tribal nations that are historically tied to the lands that make up the state of Colorado. We honor elders past, present, and future, and those who have stewarded this land throughout generations. We also recognize that government, academic, and cultural institutions were founded upon and continue to enact exclusions and erasures of Indigenous people. May this acknowledgement demonstrate a commitment to work to dismantle ongoing legacies of oppression and inequities and recognize the current and future contributions of Indigenous communities in Denver.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Madam Secretary, roll call.
Council members Albitres.
Here.
Flynn.
Here.
Gilmore.
Here.
Gonzalez Gutierrez. Hines.
Here.
Cashman.
Here.
Lewis.
Present.
Parody.
Here.
Romero Campbell.
Here.
Sawyer. Torres.
Here.
Watson. Madam President Sandoval.
Here.
10 members present.
There are 10 members present. Council has a quorum. Approval of the minutes. Are there corrections to the minutes of June 23rd? Seeing none, the minutes stand approved. Announcements. Are there any council announcements this afternoon? Councilwoman Lewis, start us off.
Thank you. I just wanted to thank the firefighters for allowing Councilwoman Gonzalez Gutierrez and I to join them during Pride this weekend. We had an amazing time, got a chance to meet a lot of incredible folks and learn about the work that the firefighters do, but also had the opportunity to see them enjoy and in fun. And so just wanted to publicly thank them for their time and their commitment to diversity and pride in our city. Thank you.
Thank you. Just wanted to invite everyone out. Oh, Councilman Pro Tem Romero Campbell, go ahead.
Sorry, thank you, Madam President. I was a little late on that one. This week is going to be, we won't be having our council committee meetings, but I just wanted to let people know that next Wednesday, not this coming Wednesday, but the Wednesday, July 9th, we are going to do a play date, another play date with open office hours at Bible Park. And those will start around 3:30 in the afternoon. Hopefully we will not be too hot or rainy, but we'll be open for office hours and a little bit of play date fun at the playground. Thank you.
Thank you. Just wanted to invite everyone out to the Highland neighborhood. They will have the 18th annual 4th of July parade. It starts at the Holiday Theater, which is on 32nd and Clay, on the 4th of July that morning at 10:15 a.m. You can bring a bike, you can bring a wagon, you can walk. They'll have a fire truck splashdown at 11 a.m. at Hersharm Park. And then our all-time favorite, there's a Little Man ice cream party after. Who doesn't love Little Man ice cream? At 11:30 a.m. So please join us out in the Highland neighborhood this 4th of July. We have one communication. Madam Secretary, please read the communication.
Communication 25-0962, a letter dated June 26, 2025, from Nicole C. Doheny, Manager of Finance, notifying City Council of the Department of Finance's intent to enter into a financing transaction by and on behalf of the Denver Downtown Development Authority, DDDA, consisting of two coordinated agreements with PNC Bank, National Association. One, a fixed rate loan agreement, and two, a revolving credit agreement, RLLC, both with PNC Bank, National Association, in an amount not to exceed $160 million.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. That communication has been received and filed. There are no proclamations being read this afternoon. Madam Secretary, can you please read the bills for introduction?
From the Land Use, Transportation, and Infrastructure Committee, 25-0802, a bill for an ordinance changing the zoning classification for 2501 East 48th Avenue in Elyria, Swansea. 25-0803, a bill for an ordinance changing the zoning classification for 4235 North Columbine Street and 2535 East 40th Avenue in Elyria, Swansea. 25-0854, a bill for an ordinance amending Title IX of Chapter 10 of the Denver Revised Municipal Code, DRMC, regarding neglected and derelict properties.
Thank you.
25-0684, a bill for an ordinance amending the Denver Zoning Code by repealing minimum vehicle parking requirements. 25-0685, a bill for an ordinance amending Chapter 59, Zoning, of the Denver Revised Municipal Code by repealing minimum vehicle parking requirements. 25-0686, a bill for an ordinance repealing certain subsections of Article 10 of Chapter 27, Housing, of the Revised Municipal Code relating to vehicle parking incentives and exemptions. 25-0873, a bill for an ordinance designating the structure at 510 South Garfield Street as a structure for preservation. From the Safety, Housing, and Homelessness Committee, 25-0867, a bill for an ordinance approving a proposed second amendatory agreement between the City and County of Denver and Denver Health and Hospital Authority to ensure pain management is an organizational priority with goals of combating the opioid epidemic and ensuring regulatory compliance. 25-0887, a bill for an ordinance authorizing a capital equipment purchase from the Denver Sheriff Department State Grant Special Revenue Fund, and from the South Platte River Committee, 25-0880, a bill for an ordinance approving a proposed agreement between the City and County of Denver and the River Mile Metropolitan District No. 1, authorizing the district temporary access to city park land for the River Mile South Platte River Improvements Project in Council Districts 1 and 3, and 25-0902, a bill for an ordinance changing the zoning classification for 2420 West 14th Avenue in Lincoln Park.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Council members, this is your last item to, this is your last opportunity to call out an item. Council Member Torres, will you please make the motions for us this afternoon?
Yes, Madam President.
Thank you. Now I'll do a recap. Under resolutions, Council Members Lewis and Parity have called out Council Resolution 0943 for comment. Councilmember Lewis has called out Council Resolution 0874 for questions, and Resolution 08 810-881-0888 for comment. Council members Lewis and Parity have called out Council Resolutions 0884 and 0885 and 0886 for a comment and vote, each to be considered separately. Under bills for introduction, Councilmember Cashman has called out Council Bills 0684, 0685, and 0686 for amendments. Under bills for final consideration, Councilmember Lewis has called out Council Bill 0836 for comment. Under pending, we have no items that have been called out. Madam Secretary, will you please put the first item on our screen, Council Bill 0684, a bill for an ordinance amending the Denver Zoning Code by repealing minimum vehicle parking requirements. Councilmember Torres, will you please put Council Bill 0684 on the floor for publication?
I move that Council Bill 0684 be ordered published.
It has been moved. And seconded. Councilmember Cashman, your motion to amend?
Yes, thank you. I move that Council Bill 25-684 be amended in the following particulars. On page 1, line 23, strike July 21 and replace with August 11.
It has been moved. And seconded. Comments by members of council on the amendment to Council Bill 0684. Councilmember Cashman.
Thank you, Council President. This amendment is moved to change the effective date of this ordinance. The previous effective date was based on the ordinance having had first reading on June 16th of 2025.
Thank you. Seeing no other comments in the queue, no other council members in the queue. Madam Secretary, roll call on the amendment to Council Bill 0684.
Council members Albidres?
Aye.
Flynn?
Aye.
Gilmore?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Cashman?
Aye.
Lewis?
Aye.
Parity?
Aye.
Romero Campbell?
Aye.
Torres?
Aye.
And Madam President Sandoval?
Aye. Madam Secretary, announce the voting.
Sorry, 10 ayes.
No problem. 10 ayes, the amendment to Council Bill 0684 has passed. Councilmember Torres, will you please put Council Bill 0684 on the floor for publication as amended?
0684?
Yeah.
85.
0684, right?
85, Madam President.
Okay. It says on the screen 0684. No?
Yes.
We just did 84, didn't we?
Yeah, but now we're putting it as amended for publication.
Gotcha.
Yep. No problem. So, Councilmember Torres, will you please put Council Bill 0684 on the floor for publication as amended?
I move that Council Bill 0684 be ordered published as amended.
Madam Secretary, roll call on Council Bill 0684 as amended.
Council members Albidres?
Aye.
Flynn?
Nay.
Gilmore?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Cashman?
Aye.
Lewis?
Aye.
Parity?
Aye.
Romero Campbell?
Aye.
Torres?
Aye.
And Madam President Sandoval?
Aye. Madam Secretary, close the voting and announce the results.
9 ayes.
9 ayes, Council Bill 0684, as amended, has been ordered published. Madam Secretary, please put the next item on our screens, Council Bill 0685, a bill for an ordinance amending Chapter 59 zoning of the Denver Revised Municipal Code by repealing minimum vehicle parking requirements. Councilmember Torres, will you please put Council Bill 0685 on the floor for publication?
I move that Council Bill 0685 be ordered published.
It has been moved. And seconded. Councilmember Cashman, your motion to amend?
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Council Bill 25685 be amended in the following particulars. On page 2, line 6, strike July 21 and replace with August 11.
It has been moved and seconded. I think, hold on, it's been moved. Mm-hmm. And seconded? Has, yep, okay. Comments by members of council on the amendment to Council Bill 0685. Councilmember Cashman.
Thank you, Council President. Once again, this amendment is moved to change the effective date of the ordinance. The previous date was based on the ordinance having had first reading on June 16, 2025.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, roll call on the amendment to Council Bill 0685.
Council members Albedrez.
Aye.
Flynn.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Cashman.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Parity.
Aye.
Romero Campbell.
Aye.
Torres.
Aye.
And Madam President Sandoval.
Aye. Madam Secretary, close the voting and announce the results.
9 ayes.
9 ayes. The amendment to Council Bill 0685 has passed. Councilmember Torres, will you please put Council Bill 0685 on the floor for publication as amended?
I move that Council Bill 25-0685 be ordered published as amended.
Madam Secretary, roll call on Council Bill 0685 as amended.
Council members Albedrez.
Aye.
Flynn.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Cashman.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Parity.
Aye.
Romero Campbell.
Aye.
Torres.
Aye.
And Madam President Sandoval.
Aye. Madam Secretary, close the voting and announce the results.
9 ayes.
9 ayes. Council Bill 0685, as amended, has been ordered published. Madam Secretary, please put the next item on our screens. 0686, a bill for an ordinance repealing certain subsections of Article X of Chapter 27, Housing of the Revised Municipal Code relating to vehicle parking incentives and exemptions. Councilmember Torres, will you please put Council Bill 0686 on the floor for publication?
I move that Council Bill 25-0686 be ordered published.
It has been moved and seconded. Councilmember Cashman, your motion to amend?
Yes, thank you again, Council President. I move that Council Bill 25-686 be amended in the following particulars. On page 2, line 11, strike July 21 and replace with August 11.
It has been moved and seconded. Madam Secretary, roll call on amendment to Council Bill 0686.
Council members Albedrez.
Aye.
Flynn.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Cashman.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Parity.
Aye.
Romero Campbell.
Aye.
Torres.
Aye.
And Madam President Sandoval.
Aye. Madam Secretary, close the voting and announce the results.
'Tis apologies, Councilmember Flynn. I think I heard you say aye, but the marked vote is nay.
No, I voted aye on the amendment. On the amendment, correct.
Thank you. 10 ayes.
10 ayes. The amendment to Council Bill 0686 has passed. Councilmember Torres, will you please put Council Bill 0686 on the floor for publication as amended?
I move that Council Bill 25-0686 be ordered published as amended.
Madam Secretary, roll call on Council Bill 0686 as amended.
Councilmembers Albitres?
Aye.
Flynn?
Nay.
Gilmore?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Cashman?
Aye.
Lewis?
Aye.
Parity?
Aye.
Romero Campbell?
Aye.
Torres?
Aye.
And Madam President Sandoval?
Aye. Madam Secretary, close the voting and announce the results.
Nine ayes.
Nine ayes. Council Bill 0686, as amended, has been ordered published. Madam Secretary, will you please put the next item on our screens? A bill for Council Bill 0836, a bill for an ordinance approving a proposed intergovernmental agreement between the City and County of Denver and Irma Drainage and Flood Control District for the Irondale Gulch and Tributaries projects that will design and construct drainage and flood control improvements in Montbello. No change to agreement length in Council Districts 8 and 11. Councilmember Lewis, please go ahead with your comments on Council Bill 0836.
Thank you so much. I just wanted to draw attention to the investment that is going into Montbello and just show appreciation from the city that they are investing in a community that desperately needs city investment. Thank you.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, please put the next item on our screens. Council Resolution 0874, a resolution approving a proposed second amendatory agreement between the City and County of Denver and Lingberg Goggin, Blair, and Sampson, LLP, to continue providing collection services for parking and photo enforcement violations citywide. Councilmember Parity, what would you like us to do with Council Resolution 0874?
I would like to postpone it for a week under Rule 3.7.
All right, no motion is required. Council Resolution 0874 has been postponed. Madam Secretary, please put the next item on our screens. Council Resolution 0881, a resolution approving a proposed contract between the City and County of Denver and Preservation Tree Care INC to provide pesticide treatments for emerald ash borer citywide. Councilmember Lewis, please go ahead with your comments on Council Resolution 0881.
Thank you. Now, I know Councilman Cashman, is known for his love of trees, but I also wanted to show this appreciation that we are willing to invest to make sure that we are able to preserve our trees. And so just wanted to thank the city for this investment and bringing this forward.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, please put the next item on our screens. Council Resolution 0888, a resolution approving the mayor's nomination and making an appointment to the Civil Service Commission. Councilmember Lewis, please go ahead with your comments on Council Resolution 0888.
Thank you. I wanted to, thank the mayor's office for putting me in contact with the with Ms. Taylor. We had the opportunity to converse, and one of the things that she promised in terms of moving forward is that she would be in partnership with council members in this body. And so I encourage you all to reach out, but very excited about the potential to partner with this new commissioner, or soon to be. Thank you.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, please put the next item on our screens. Council Resolution 0943, a resolution authorizing and approving the expenditure and payment from the appropriations account designated liability claims, the sum of $40,000 made payable to Elizabeth Parsons and Bach and Schachner LLC in full payment and satisfaction of all claims related to the civil action captioned Elizabeth Parsons versus Felipe Cervantes and the City and County of Denver. Councilmember Lewis, please go ahead with your comments on Council Resolution 0943, followed by Councilmember Parity.
Thank you. So after consistent feedback from my constituents, I see it as my responsibility to ensure that the public is aware of every tax dollar being approved as an expenditure in payment of funds for a settlement with the City and County of Denver. My office is tracking every dollar by department and as a running total. With the approval of 25943 tonight, the city will approve a total of $40,000 to settle a case brought against the Denver Police Department, bringing the 2025 total for taxpayer dollars in city settlements to $5,191,500. $1,000. This funding is drawn from a liabilities claim pool of money that is refilled when necessary from the city's general budget and does not come out of the safety budget. We must therefore pay extra attention in this budget environment that we are watching out for how the city spends our money and that we are making decisions for the future with this knowledge. Thank you.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, please put the Councilmember Parody, did you want to chime in?
Yes, I'm so sorry. I just also sort of making the usual statement that I make, but I like to do it anytime we are voting on one of these items in case a former claimant or plaintiff and their attorney or, you know, maybe watching, which is just that because we're not able to speak to people through counsel when they are represented in litigation, once litigation is formally closed and you know, completely closed off on the court docket and ended, I'm always grateful for the opportunity to talk to people that have raised a claim against the city, just to hear more about what happened from their point of view, because that often gets sort of washed out in the process of litigation. Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, please put the next item on our screens, Council Resolution 0884, a resolution approving a proposed agreement between the City and County of Denver and the Salvation Army to provide operations and supportive services at the Stone Creek Non-Congregate Shelter, serving adult households experiencing homelessness. Councilmember Torres, will you please put Council Resolution 0884 on the floor for adoption?
I move that Council Resolution 25-0884 be adopted.
It has been moved and seconded. Comments by members of Council. Councilmember Lewis, followed by Councilmember Parody.
Thank you so much. So this Stone Creek non-congregate shelter is in District 8. Thus, the residents within these facilities are my constituents. And so while they are under the care of the Salvation Army, I have already shared that I have lost confidence in the Salvation Army to be able to provide the services that I believe that my constituents deserve in my district. And thus, I will not be supporting this contract or any Salvation Army contract moving forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Parody?
Yeah, I don't have anything to add to the conversation from last week. I also remain a no on further contracts with this provider at this point in time. Thank you.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, roll call on Council Resolution 0884.
Councilmembers Albidres?
Aye.
Flynn?
Aye.
Gilmore?
Aye.
Hines?
No.
Cashman?
Aye.
Lewis?
Nay.
Parody?
Nay.
Romero Campbell?
Aye.
Torres?
Aye.
Madam President Sandoval?
Aye. Madam Secretary, close the voting and announce the results.
Seven ayes.
Seven ayes. Council Resolution 0884 has passed. Madam Secretary, please put the next item on our screens, Council Resolution 0885, a resolution approving a proposed amendatory agreement between the City and County of Denver, the Salvation Army to support family shelter intake and access services, housing-focused case management, and housing navigation, as well as operations at the Tamarack Family Shelter in Council District 4. Councilmember Torres, will you please put Council Resolution 0885 on the floor for adoption?
I move that Council Resolution 25-0885 be adopted.
It has been moved and seconded. Comments by members of Council? Councilmember Lewis?
Thank you. So this is an additional $8 million that is going to the Salvation Army. And we have already seen that the Salvation Army isn't able to care for the folks within their care at this current time. The Salvation Army has also shared that they don't have the capacity to continue to offer services in the way that they currently are. And so continuing to give them money in a structure that has been seen as a failure doesn't make any sense to me. And so again, a no. While I respect that this is in Councilwoman or is in Pro Tem's district, I do care about the constituents in that way, in that area as well, and I just think we should consider and rethink how we are funding and providing services. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Parody?
I have nothing further. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Hines?
Thank you, Madam President. I mentioned this last week, but I realized I hadn't said it this week, so I just want to make sure that it's on the record this week. This contract adds 12 months to the contract with a new end date of 12 3125. In other words, about half of the additional time is in arrears. I know that last week we did have an executive director apologize for bringing this late in the process. We have three core roles, legislation, land use, and the budget, and bringing us contracts in arrears makes it difficult for us to do that third power. Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you. Councilmember Pro Tem Romero Campbell.
Thank you, Madam President. Councilman Hines, you just said what I wanted to also say, that this is in the rears and also looking towards the end of the year. To remind folks, there is another RFP that has been released for this, for all of the shelters and for the family shelter specifically, knowing that this is open. We have been in extensive conversations. I also know that the Tamarack Family Shelter has been serving a large number of families and most recently has increased the capacity. So there are very few vacancies, demonstrating and I think responding to the fact that we have so many families that are experiencing homelessness right now. And with the summer as it is, I think it's critically important that we make sure that we do have those children and young children and families housed. There are also my office, for those of you who don't know, is right across from the shelter. So on a daily basis, I come into contact and conversation with a lot of families who are at the Tamarack and a lot of expectant mothers. So I will be a yes on this contract this evening. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Parity.
Yes, thank you so much for letting me get back in queue, Madam President. I did want to point out that obviously what we're all weighing out here, which is there a risk of absolutely having to end sheltering services at these locations, is a very serious thing, especially I would say for this, maybe not especially, but when you're talking about children, you really worry about that. But I do think that in our safety committee meeting, when we spoke with host about, you know, sort of what would the alternatives be if we pulled these contracts, I did not hear that there would be no way to keep these shelters open. I heard that it would be challenging. And to me, the backstop possibility is always that if an operator is no longer running a particular shelter, then folks who may have been working for that operator and may therefore be out of work could conceivably be hired to continue running that directly by the city for a period of time if necessary. And I just think that although difficult, that is a practice that we should take seriously and consider when we're hearing safety concerns at these sites. So I wanted to put that on the record because I think I don't want to call it a false dichotomy, but I haven't been convinced that these sites would actually shut down. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Vidres, did you want to chime in? No. Okay. Madam Secretary, roll call on Council Resolution 0885.
Councilmembers Alvidres?
Aye.
Flynn?
Aye.
Gilmore?
Aye.
Hines?
No.
Cashman?
Aye.
Lewis?
Nay.
Parity?
Nay.
Romero Campbell?
Aye.
Doris?
Aye.
And Madam President Sandoval?
Aye. Madam Secretary, close the voting and announce the results.
Seven ayes.
Seven ayes. Council Resolution 0885 has passed. Madam Secretary, please put the next item on our screens. Council Resolution 0886, a resolution approving a proposed second agreement between the City and County of Denver and the Salvation Army to provide operations and supportive services at the Aspen Non-Congregate Shelter to adult households experiencing homelessness in Council District 8. Councilmember Torres, will you please put Council Resolution 0886 on the floor for adoption?
I move that Council Resolution 25-0886 be adopted.
It has been moved and seconded. Comments by members of Council? Councilmember Lewis?
Thank you. This is another contract for the Salvation Army in Council District 8, serving my residents again, an additional $7 million to the Salvation Army, in which we are operating within a framework that has been an absolute failure, and we're continuing to invest money in this way. Again, I have spoken to the Salvation Army. They have shared that they don't have the capacity to run the shelters in the way in which they would like to, and in fact, it's out of scope for what they do in terms of their mastery. And so this is an opportunity for us to take a pause and really think about how do we set the Salvation Army up and the folks who are living within these shelters for success. And I think giving additional money is not one way to do that. In addition to that, I spoke with hosts, and as Councilman Hines has pointed out, that some of these dollars are in the rears and some of these dollars are for future services. And there's a way in which these could be brought before council where we could vote on what's in the rears and then vote on the new contracts so that we can make an informed decision. If this were just the rears, I would actually say yes to this because you all should be paid for the services that you provide. I am saying no because these are coupled and we should decouple them to ensure that we are able to make informed decisions as council members, but also to make sure we're setting the Salvation Army up for success as a service provider and making sure that those in our care receive the care they need. Thank you.
Thank you. Seeing no other colleagues in the queue, Madam Secretary, roll call on Council Resolution 0886.
Council Members Albidres.
Aye.
Flynn.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Hines.
No.
Cashman. Lewis.
Nay.
Parody.
Nay.
Romero Campbell.
Aye.
Torres.
Aye.
And Madam President Sandoval.
Aye. Madam Secretary, close the voting and announce the results.
Seven ayes.
Seven ayes. Council Resolution 0886 has passed. This concludes the items to be called out. All bills for introduction are ordered published. Council members, remember that this is a consent or block vote and you will need to vote aye. Otherwise, this is your last chance to call out an item for a separate vote. Councilmember Torres, will you please put the resolutions for adoption and the bills on final consideration for final passage on the floor?
I move that the resolutions be adopted and the bills on final consideration be placed upon final consideration and do pass in a block for the following items: Series 25, 877, 878, 879, 864, 870, 875, 888, 865, 866, 874, 881, 868, 869, 871, 882, 883, 943, 836, 338, 889, 845. That's it.
Thank you. It has been moved and seconded. Madam Secretary, roll call.
Council Members Albidres.
Aye.
Flynn.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Cashman.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Parody.
Aye.
Romero Campbell.
Aye.
Torres.
Aye.
Madam President Sandoval.
Aye. Madam Secretary, close the voting and announce the results.
10 ayes.
10 ayes. The resolutions have been adopted and the bills have been placed upon final consideration and do pass. Tonight, there are no public hearings. On Monday, July 14th, 2025, Council will hold a required public hearing on Council Bill 0873, approving a landmark designation for the McCollin Kolish House at 510 South Garfield Street. On Monday, July 28th, 2025, Council will hold a required public hearing on Council Bill 0803, changing the zoning classification for 4235 North Columbine Street, 2535 East 40th Avenue in Elyria, Swansea. And on Monday, August 4th, 2025, Council will hold a required public hearing on Council Bill 0802, changing the zoning classification for 2501 East 48th Avenue in Elyria, Swansea. A required public hearing on Council Bill 09,
02, changing the zoning classification for 2420 West 14th Avenue in Lincoln Park. A required public hearing on Council Bill 0684, amending the Denver Zoning Code citywide, and a required public hearing on Council Bill 0685, approving amending of Chapter 59 zoning of the Denver Revised Municipal Code. Any protest against Council Bill 0803 must be filed with the council offices no later than noon on Monday, July 21st, 2025, and no later than noon on Monday, July 28th, 2025, and against Bills 0802 and 0902. All right, that was a mouthful. There being no further business before this body, this meeting is adjourned. The general public comment session will begin promptly at 5:00.